Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And here we go, Digital Adele back with another Hoops Profile Beyond the Backboard podcast for you with my co-host, Matt Hanifin. How are you doing today, Matt?
Doing good, man. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I am doing outstanding. I mean, the NBA play-in is in full swing. Playoffs right around the corner. Some surprising results last night for the Miami Heat fans out there. Interesting blow up by Trae Young the game before. Just a fun time in the world of basketball. And right around the corner after that is going to be the draft lottery in May. So what we're going to do today is we're going to do a mock draft on Fanspo. They have a draft simulator and we can literally do every single pick. Now, we're not going to consternate too hard on the obvious picks, but we are going to talk a little bit about what that could mean for their team and what it could mean for their lineup, because Fanspo has a really cool feature where it gives the depth chart, it gives the current roster, their cap situation, their upcoming picks, and all that. So it actually is pretty in-depth. Now, how accurate that is, we know Fanspo sometimes gets positions completely wrong and
that's fine.
Mixes up players, but we're gonna have fun with it, is the point.
We know in our head who plays what.
That's right. That's right. Where's Sean Rochester? Who's the point guard? But anyway, there's an interesting playback feature. So the reason why I wanted to bring this up is don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube, but also join us on playback.tv/5RSN and /hoops profile. So playback.tv/hoops profile, where this is coming from right now and every week going forward. So a couple of things that I wanted to cover with that. There's a new feature on Playback. I don't know how I feel about it, so I want to get your thoughts up front. Playback now allows not just me, not just you, but anybody to make clips from the playback room.
Okay.
Matt Hanifin.
Okay. Initial thoughts. Anything that you say and do on cameras, you're accountable for.
Yeah. That 5RSN playback may need to tone that down.
Hey, man. But at the same time, it's provided some funny moments.
Oh, it's terrific moments, but the tool in the hands of the masses can be mass carnage. I gotcha. But cool. Yeah, let's get this started. I just wanted to, get your initial reaction to that. And, it's always interesting how people are going to perceive that power to be wielded by the masses. Let me share my screen here. Window, not the full tab. NBA mock draft, and boom! Ignore the ads. We are on the clock.
Are we? So what's the order of teams? Does it say that?
Let's see if it gives us that data. Let's see. No picks have been made.
I guess next we'll see.
Is the Wizards?
And we're just doing
it doesn't
like what it
really tell us. Oh, I wonder if I click trade pick, will it tell us? No.
It's okay.
Yeah, it does.
I could pull it up on a different screen though.
No, but it does right here. So the Wizards, the Hornets, Pelicans, 76ers, Brooklyn Nets, Toronto Raptors. I don't know. I don't think we're going to make any trades.
Yeah, I mean, for the sake of this, let's not.
Yeah, for the sake of this, let's not.
Yeah, once we have, like, we know who's picking where from the lottery, I think we can maybe do one where we make trades.
I like
it. And that's talking future shows.
Absolutely. That's called a tease in the biz. You're doing a great job promoting the show. I appreciate you, Matt Hanifin. But yeah, let's start with the Utah Jazz, the number one pick in the draft. We're going to alternate picks, Matt and I. He's going to pick one, I'm going to pick one, blah, 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 blah. So do you want to go first, or do you want to flip a coin that I don't have?
Oh, shoot. I should have a coin somewhere.
This is great radio, flipping a coin. If you can't find a coin, let's just.
I got it. There we go.
Matt's going to flip. And for those that aren't on YouTube or our playback, you cannot see him. Oh, look at that. He's got the coin.
One big quarter. I say one big quarter? They're all the same size.
And right. That is correct. All the change that is a quarter.
Jesus. All right.
They may be different.
This is the first time I've ever had to flip a coin on camera, but every time I do it, I get more and more nervous.
Wow. I've never flipped a coin on camera. That's interesting. There it goes. Oh,
wait. I didn't even say heads or tails.
Dude, cheating already. Matt Hanifin.
Okay. So do you want heads or do you want tails?
I'll take tails because tails never fails.
Okay. No, that was a bad flip. It's
for tails. Those that can't see this is hilarious.
That was the worst flip of all time.
Yeah, these flips are
horrendously bad flips, but hey, it was tails, so you're
all right. Tails never fails. I'll take number one overall in your hearts, Will Riley. No, I'm just kidding. Cooper Flagg, of course. I mean, we're not gonna overthink that. Do I even need to go in and explain that? Really? I mean, we can talk about their lineup a little bit. He slots in immediately as their small forward or power forward in my position, depending on if the coaching staff believes in, you know, Lauri Markkanen as a 3 or a 4, you know, or is Lauri gone?
Lauri could very easily be gone.
Lauri could be gone. I mean, they have John Collins as well, Taylor Hendricks, which they invested a draft pick in, Heat legend Micah Potter from the summer league. Did he ever get any minutes with the big club? Is he expiring? Let's check the cap situation, shall we? Click on Collins. I hope that doesn't mess up our draft. And John Collins, here we go. Cap. He has a player option for $26 million that I can't really see him opting out of. You?
No,
me either. Continue from where you left off last time. If you'd like to start a new draft, click reset. That's convenient. All right, so let's draft Cooper Flagg. Draft. Book it. Say Less D says, Adele, have you given us your favorite PG shooting guard, small forward, power forward, centers in this draft yet? If not, you can say it, and I want to know. But you got to name two guys for each position. And that's Say Less D dropping by the playback room. Be like Say Less D and drop by the playback room. Or if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. And then also you can visit playback. But Say Less D, me and Matt Hanifin did a tiers list for every position. So you can definitely go back and listen to that. We went through every single prospect, 10 of them for every position. It's actually up on YouTube. It's up on my podcast that you can find wherever podcasts are found under Hoops Profile, but it's also on the 5RSN NBA feed where all podcasts are found as well. So yeah, we've went through every position already. And we'll probably do so again at some point, but just not today. He also said, "What's up, Matt Hanifin?"
What's going on?
Moving on. Number two, Washington Wizards are on the clock. Super difficult for you, I know. Who you got?
Yeah, we talked about this last time. I'm not going to overthink it. Just go Dylan Harper too and don't even think of it. Like, yeah, you have Bub. But he's not good enough to deter you away from drafting Dylan Harper. So you have both of them and then you just figure it out from there. But yeah, Dylan Harper, number two.
Who, may I ask, has Ramon Sessions and Shabazz Napier still on this roster? How? What? Is fans?
It has to be like they're just accumulating players that have played for them over the years.
Or is it a cap thing? Like there's still like money somehow lingering?
Well, for certain players, there's dead cap that accumulates for however many years. But
look, Kendrick Nunn is still okay. All right. Anyway, moving on. It is Dylan
over that.
As Matt karate chops his microphone.
I do it all the time.
We have Dylan Harper going number two. On the clock are the Charlotte Hornets with the third overall pick. Now, this is where things get interesting for me already. If you're the Charlotte Hornets, you have Miles Bridges, who's redacted. You have Brandon Miller, who is 6'10", but stays on the perimeter. The question I have, LaMelo Ball, obviously. Do you take Ace Bailey and call it a day? Or do you draft VJ Edgecombe and pair him with LaMelo and that other talent? So that's the question that I ask myself. And I swing on the upside of Ace Bailey, I'm guessing. That's kind of where I'm leaning. But VJ is just very intriguing with LaMelo. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, LaMelo's really never had, like, outside of Rozier, a superstar, like, potential guard next to him in the backcourt.
No.
Yeah, I don't think he has. That's what's intriguing me about this. But at the same time, Ace Bailey's a bucket. So, like, penetrate and dish and him in the P&Rs. I'm going to go Ace Bailey. I'm going to go chalk. Just like the NCAA tournament. Ace Bailey. 6'10", absolute bucket getter, block you some shots. Now you have functional size up and down your lineup. He plays right away, in my opinion.
I agree. But I do find it interesting, though, that you go... We talked about it last time a little bit, like how much they need athleticism, not that Ace isn't athletic.
He's very
But then athletic. You get a guy with somewhat of a duplicitous skill set with Miller.
Right.
Not saying
that's
it wouldn't
my
work.
Concern.
Yeah,
that's
not
my
saying
concern.
It wouldn't work.
But. Yeah. Because the other thing is you stack talent and figure it out as you go.
Yeah.
But
you
that was my
big concern. Winger.
But you're on the clock, Matt Hanifin. The New Orleans Pelicans in flux, turmoil in the organization. Who you got?
Ooh, this is kind of tough for me. But I'm going VJ.
VJ Edgecombe. Who's his backcourt mate going to be?
DeJounte.
So DeJounte. Ooh, that's a defensive nightmare in the backcourt. Woo.
It would be DeJounte and CJ. The thing with that, though, is I feel comfortable with VJ more off ball than on ball.
Right.
And so I think he'll fit relatively well. He, you know, provides the athleticism. Obviously, we've seen what he can do defensively. He's a good spot-up shooter, or at least he got better as the season went on as a spot-up three-point shooter. And so, like, I feel comfortable with his fit next to DeJounte, next to Zion, assuming he's still there. Like, it spaces the floor out for the for them just a little bit more.
And CJ is going to be an expiring next season. You can trade him after next season.
I would have traded him at the deadline, but that's neither here nor there. I've talked
about that. Right, but I mean, he has 2 years left, so
Yeah.
He'll be an expiring, I think, next year, right?
Yeah. But I'm just like, there's just more, you add more spacing, you add more like 3-and-D upside.
Right.
To what they already have. Like, yeah, in a perfect world, I probably would have tried to go. I mean, not that I dislike DeJounte, but I would have tried to go with like another like lead ball handler.
Yeah.
Or like another like shot creator that can space the floor. And I don't think VJ is necessarily that, but he doesn't need to be in this.
And now hear me out. Hear me out. I'm on the clock for the Philadelphia 76ers. And I don't want this to be super chalky. And this is where I think things get a little topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
The 76ers have Joel Embiid, the ghost of Andre Drummond, and Adeem Bonea. Those are their bigs.
Yep.
They don't really have any bigs. They have Paul George over the hill. Is Oubre Jr. still hurt? Pretty sure he's still injured.
I mean, the season's over for them, but...
Right, but I mean, next season he could still come back, is my point.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, and he'll be an expiring contract, so that could be valuable. I don't know what you're doing with Paul George. 3 years left on $49.2 million. Unreal. And then at shooting guard, you have Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain. I like their guard spots, plus Quentin Grimes as a depth piece. I like their backcourt. So, as much as I love Trey Johnson, as much as I love Kaspar Siakam-Jonas, specifically for the 76ers, you need Joel Embiid insurance.
Yeah.
Everybody can guess where I'm going with this. It's Kaman Malawach. You are a 76er. Get ready to eat cheesesteaks, my friend.
Yeah, he's going to need them.
Yeah, he's going to need to put on some weight.
Yeah. No, I don't hate this pick at all. I don't hate this pick at all.
Nice. Well, you're now on the clock. The Brooklyn Nets, sixth pick in the draft. They have three more. They need pretty much everything. Who you got?
Trey Johnson, next.
Yeah, easy. Not even a thought, right? Like, not even a thought. Best player available. I
mean, there's a part of me that, like, a lingering thought with, like, okay, we could, you know, take a swing with, you know, Jokić-Jonas, or you can maybe get Knipple or someone like that, but...
No way. No way.
I'm taking Trey over both of them.
Yeah. Jokić-Jonas, I mean, I could understand... like a thought about it, like it's close, like it's a conversation you could have. Yeah. But to me, Trey Johnson's clearly the better player. I think he could potentially be second best player to come out of this draft.
You should have taken him second then. I'm just kidding. I had the second pick. What am I talking about?
Right. Trey Johnson it is. Don't even think about it. Yeah. Send it in.
He gets compared to Cam Thomas. We've talked about this before, how much that annoys me, because I think there's so much more passing upside, rebounding upside, defensive upside, and leadership upside than Cam Thomas, like, combined.
Absolutely.
Both players did lead the SEC in scoring. They did do that, but and they both are, like, prolific jump shooting guards, but that's really, you kind of stop the similarities there.
That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, and so like, yeah, you pair Cam Thomas with Trey Johnson, and you know, I don't know how that's actually going to work, just conceptually, but like,
right?
There's going to be a lot of, I think, moving pieces with this roster over the, not even just this summer, but like over the next several summers.
And they have three other picks they can trade. So whether they want to acquire people through trade or whether they want to actually make all the picks, which we're going to do today anyway. We're going to make all the picks.
They have an unbelievable amount of cap space that they can utilize for whatever reason. So,
absolutely. The Toronto Raptors are on the clock, and it is my turn to pick. And when you look up and down this roster, you have Jamal Shedd, Emmanuel Quickley at the lead guard spots. You have RJ Barrett, who I am not a fan of. Jacoby Walter, not a fan of. Even though Raptors fans tend to like him. We got Brandon Ingram. We have Jonathan Mogbo, up-and-coming guy from last year's draft. They have Grady Dick. There's a glaring hole in the middle. Glaring hole. They need a center. Now, that being said, Kaspar Siakoumoudis is a better prospect than RJ Barrett. It's a better prospect than Jacoby Walter and Grady Dick. I'm taking Kaspar Siakoumoudis. No thoughts. Not even a second thought. What do you
think? Okay.
All right, well, you're on the clock. San Antonio Spurs, eighth pick. How do you add to the fighting Victor Wembanyama's?
This team has another pick. Yeah, they have the 15th pick. This makes my decision a little bit easier knowing they have a pick in the middle of the draft. I'm going Con Knipple.
That's a great pick.
This team is pretty stacked at the wings with Vassell, with Keldon Johnson. Not stacked, I think is the wrong word. It's crowded, though. With Keldon Johnson, with Devin Vassell. Obviously, they traded for De'Aaron Fox. They have Sochan. They have Harrison Barnes. Like, they have – it is a crowded wing room to an extent. I actually don't know how many of those guys are free agents, if any. I want to say Barnes maybe, but I'm not sure. I can look that up in a second. But I think with Knipple, like, yeah, you want to – I think in a Victor Wembanyama context with De'Aaron Fox, you want to provide as much shooting and floor spacing as possible. Yes, this team does have a glaring need for a backup big, but I think if you add Con Knipple to the – like, you get a three – not three and Ds, I'm obviously, you know, somewhat of a disrespectful term for Knipple specifically. Right. But like, you get a guy who – he doesn't have to play a huge role right away. Like, you can kind of simplify his role into being like a 3-and-D guy in addition to what he can do as a secondary ball handler alongside Fox, alongside Castle.
Yeah.
Him and Wembanyama in the pick and roll, like, he just played with Malawach. Now he gets to throw lobs to Wembanyama.
Right.
That's kind of cool. And he just has that, like, obviously Duke didn't win a title or anything, but like, he has that winning basketball player. Like, he's just a winning basketball player. That's who he is.
He's absolutely
he does all the little things that you want for him to do. So I'm taking Con Knipple here.
I agree with you 100%. That landing spot is perfect for him. Shooting 41% from three on the season and finishing better at the rim than anybody gives him credit for in the mainstream media. I think it makes too much sense. I did slightly consider Asa Newell to pair with Wembanyama just for nightmares. That would be pretty sick. But I love Con Knipple at that spot. Great pick by you. The Houston Rockets are on the clock at number 9. They have pretty much everything, right? You know what they don't have is a guy that's going to be able to play. I mean, they have Terry Eason's really good, right? Jabari's pretty good. I'm sticking with Derek Queen.
Wow. This isn't the route I expect you to go.
No. I mean, there's a path where I could see some other players, but they have Reed Shepherd waiting in the wings. They don't really have anybody behind Jalen Green, but Fears isn't going to be a shooting guard. I think I think people are mistaken about what Fears is. Like, I think he is primarily a facilitating downhill getting a paint guard.
Yeah.
And I don't think he could play off ball at the next level. So
yeah, we talked about that before. I've had lingering concerns about that, and it's more so I want to see him, because I mean, he had so much responsibility at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I don't know if he knows how to play off ball, just because it's like you had to have when the ball was sent, like you had to give him the ball if you wanted to be successful as an offense in that kind of context.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if he knows how to play off ball. So yeah, I'm with you there.
The reason why I'm going Queen isn't because I don't because I think he's the better player. It's between him and Newell, but the offense off the bench is what they're going to want. Is whenever Shangoon's off the floor, when you know Steven Adams isn't really an offensive player, and you know Jabari's more of a smaller guy. You get a big man off the bench that can put the ball in the basket.
Isn't Jabari like 6'10"? Like what?
But he plays small. He doesn't really play big.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Like,
I see what you mean.
You ever see Jabari like housing people down low? Like, I don't ever see that.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen.
No.
No.
So anyway, next player we have, or next pick we have, is the Portland Trailblazers and the Fighting Joe Cronins.
Ooh, okay. Hold on. I'm going to have to think about this for a second.
I'll be honest with you. I would not have to think about this one bit. But there's a reason for it, and most people probably don't think that way.
Man, okay. So I think this might be controversial. I don't know how controversial this actually is.
Ooh, I like controversy.
I think I'm going Jace Richardson.
Oh, this stunning upset. Talk to me about your pick.
I know I'm reaching for a guard here, but in the kind of since they have, you know, they have a bevy of wings, not, I don't say great wings, but like,
right.
You know, they have Shade in there. They have Denny.
Right.
They have, you know, Chris Murray, and then when you look at their front court, I mean, like, there's Ayton, who's – I don't know if they're going to be able to get rid of that contract. I know he's going to be an expiring next year. I don't know if they're going to be able to get rid of that. Obviously, they drafted Klingon last year. Yeah. They have Robert Williams, who just can't stay healthy.
Right.
They have, you know, Kamara. I mean, Kamara was another one of the, like, guys in the wing conversation as well.
Yeah.
For this team specifically with Klingon, like if I'm building around Klingon, what do I want? I want solid facilitating guards who can shoot.
Yeah.
Simons is that right now.
Right.
Obviously, Scoot, I think he got better as a second-year player. He's not there yet with his efficiency on a consistent basis. And they don't really have any other guy that like wows me in that specific area. Like I think this guard rotation is thin. So I would lean toward a guy like Jace who can, I think, play off ball
right.
with Scoot hypothetically. They're both small. So that is like a concern, but I think he can play off ball. And like, he's just, you know, we've seen he's a solid facilitator. He's a good shooter. He's an efficient shooter.
Yeah.
And so I think, him in this context, I think, works.
No, I
like it. Is
that
a little bit of a surprise?
It is. It's a surprise because I would have put Jeremiah Fears there for the fact that if Scoot improves to where he can lead the team and start, great. Fears comes up, runs the backup unit. If he can't, Fears is your lead, quick as a hiccup guard, walking paint touch, PNRs with Klingith, that sort of guy. But I like the Jace Richardson pick as well because he brings you more shooting, and you round out that starting lineup if Scoot isn't ready to go. So even though I'm surprised, it's not a bad pick at all, and I like it. I like it.
Especially, well, I think another reason why I went Richardson over Fears in this specific spot, I don't know the fit with Fears and Scoot together.
Oh, they don't.
I think
fit.
That's a little. That's what I'm saying. I think that's a little bit more murky. And so, like,
yeah,
I think Richardson, while he's smaller, he's more malleable.
No, I agree.
He's not
with
as
that.
Good of a playmaker as Fears is, no doubt.
Right.
But I think he's a much better, like, floor spacer. I think he's a better defender, even though
absolutely.
He's smaller. And so, like, that's kind of where I lean. Yeah, we'll know more at the combine when we get his measurables. We've had questions about that
for sure.
The entire, you know, the pre-draft process. But and so, like, him and Scoot together, small, no doubt. There's a reason why you drafted a mountain behind him last year, and you have absolutely. Kamara, who's a very good point of attack defender. Jeremy Grant, I didn't even mention him before.
Right.
Decent defense, like you have somewhat of a decent back line to make up for it, but yeah, that no doubt whether it's not even Fears more so than Richardson, but like it's a small backcourt if that's your backcourt of the future.
No doubt, we have the one, the only Royal Shepherd in the house. He stopped by, and it's almost like he knew we were going to be discussing the next pick, which is potentially. Depending on what happens in the next play-in game, the Miami Heat with the 11th pick. Perfect timing for Royal. He said he's going to drop on YouTube and join the playback room. Hey, appreciate them. Appreciate them. But really quick, so let's do this. The Miami Heat are on the clock. We're going to talk through some things because the guys that can really, we'll say, change the franchise around in terms of playmaking, shooting, elite franchise players are off the board already.
Yeah.
What's up, Royal? Appreciate you stopping by the playback as well. And we are all about the hoops nerd talk around here, so we appreciate that. I was telling Matt Hanifin, it's just like you had ESP. You knew the Miami Heat pick was coming up. You knew it, and so you appeared. Again, that's assuming they do not win in Atlanta, but it's going to be the most Heat thing that could happen. They're going to win and then lose in the first round.
Yeah.
And then they'll end up with the Golden State pick. Pick 18. Potentially. It could be 7. No, it could be 18, 19, or 20. Depends.
Yeah.
On that. But the way the board fell now, if this is the board, Jeremiah Fears, Asa Newell, Boyles, McNeely, Demean, Traore, Seraph, Sorber, Fleming, it's a no-brainer. It isn't even a question.
Yeah.
It would be Jeremiah Fears.
Yeah.
Because if you could take the ball out of Tyler's hands, even if it's a rookie, allow him to be quick, fast, even if he doesn't start to begin the year, you know, because Davion Mitchell, they're going to re-sign him most likely. But you get, that's right. Cross your fingers and hope to get him. But you allow a guy to be able to attack, get paint touches, and then spray to Tyler, get cutters, throw lobs to Ware with like a true facilitating guard, and your team becomes a fast-breaking style team. The pace gets increased. You're able to now increase pace efficiently, which they tried to do earlier in the season. Didn't really work that well. But he is going to have to improve that three-point shot. His three-point shot is definitely a work in progress. But again, it's a no-brainer. You just take them.
Correct.
Cool. Jeremiah Fears goes to the Miami Heat. We'll do a quick recap for the people that have just joined us. Number one was Cooper Flagg to Utah. Number two, Dylan Harper to the Rockets. Not the Rockets. The Washington Wizards. Ace Bailey went to the Charlotte Hornets. VJ Edgecombe to the Pelicans. Malowatch to the 76ers as Embiid insurance. Trey Johnson turns around the Nets franchise. Kasper Siakachonis goes to the Toronto Raptors. Con Knipples to the Spurs. Derek Queen goes to the Rockets. Jace to Portland. Jeremiah Fears to the Miami Heat. You were on the clock, Matt Hanifin, for the Dallas Mavericks. Who you got?
I don't like how this board felt to me at all.
No, it's a tough one, isn't it?
Jeez. Trade, no. Am I just going to eat the Nolan Triari garbage? Is that what I'm doing?
Maybe. You're in a tough spot. You're in a very difficult spot.
I like him more than Jaeger, so it's let's do it.
So you're going to take Troy Nolan Troy, the true point guard out of France.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If I'm Dallas in real life, if this is how the board felt to me, I'm trading out of this so fast.
Like, Chirure is an excellent facilitator, but he's tiny. And he can't shoot and can't finish.
Right.
Is that good?
And I'm not adding, like, Asa to a team that has 17 centers.
You mean Anthony Davis, Gafford, Lively?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The very same.
Royal says Asa dropping out of the top 10 is interesting, and I tend to agree with him. However, it's just the way the board happened to fall. Like, there's not many spots unless, and this is the thing, Royal. We were talking from the Miami Heat side of things. The only way, like, people get pushed down to pick 11 is if people reach and take bigs before they should. Because none of them are really going to be better than any of these guys. Like, you're not taking Newell for the Blazers to pair with Klingith. And I don't think they're going to take Newell over Queen. He's a different type of big than Şengün, because Newell can't really play with Şengün. there's just not a lot of spots for Newell in this scenario. But I agree with you. It is interesting, and that's a great steal for somebody. Nolan Troy is off the board to the Dallas Mavericks to learn the way of the point guard. Chicago Bulls are on the clock with the 13th pick. Just got beat up by the Miami Heat. They got Vucci, baby. How many years does he have on his contract? Oh, he's going to be an expiring contract next year. That's interesting. This could be a great landing spot for Newell. In fact,
yeah, really.
I think it's a no-brainer. You just take him. Asa Newell goes off the board to the Chicago Bulls. That's a great landing spot for that guy. The Atlanta Hawks are on the clock. You got GM Matt Hanifin.
I would be such a terrible GM.
But you're a great draft evaluator, so it'll work out.
You're giving me too much credit. I'm going to reach here. I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. Ooh, actually, do I want to do that?
Who are we reaching? I know you're itching to take Colin Murray Boyles.
Yes, so fast. I'm taking Ben Sarah.
Oh, that's an interesting pick. Is that Trey Young insurance?
It is. It is indeed.
I love Ben Sarah, dude. That's an amazing pick.
I almost
went
with someone else.
Who did you almost go with?
Fleming.
If you assume you're going to keep Trey Young and he's a off the bench guy for you, 3-and-D wing, yeah, I could see it. But it's definitely a little early for both of those guys, but the fit isn't great for anybody else. Boyles, everybody knows how we feel about Boyles at this point. Yeah. Liam McNeely would be an interesting guy there if Trey's going to stay.
I thought about that as well.
Yeah. But Ben Sarif, I love it.
Yeah.
Lefty, point guard, quick as a hiccup. Nice handle, great feel for the game, good passer. Positional size at 6'5", 200. I like him. Off the board he goes.
Not a bad defender.
Not a bad defender at all. Not at all. Plays with passion. The San Antonio Spurs are back up on the clock. Now, this is actually funny.
We got Knipple with the first one for the people listening.
Yeah, Con Knipple already went off the board.
Yeah.
What I'm about to do is dirty.
I know what you're going to do. I know I can read your mind. We've done too many.
If you can read my mind, what am I going to do, Matt?
Thomas Sorber.
Oh, my God. He read my mind. Thomas Sorber is the second best big in this draft, in my opinion. And if you pair him with Wembanyama, because Wembanyama likes to float on the perimeter, you have the best one of the best defensive backcourts in the entire league.
You mean front court?
Front court. My bad. Front court. He's 6'10", strong as an ox, just getting better, great footwork on the block, nice jump hook. Oh, my God. I love that pick for the Spurs. So you come out with Sorber, Knipple, pairing him with Castle, Fox, and Wemby? Sign me up, dude. Sign me up. The Orlando Magic and the Fighting Anthony Blacks are on the clock.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I'm going to do?
They need shooting.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
I don't know.
Neat Clifford, you're an Orlando Magic.
Whoa, what a reach. GM of the year, Matt Hanifin.
Neat Clifford, you are an Orlando Magic. This team needs shooting. I don't think there's another shooter on this board that I like more than Neat. So,
Rashear Fleming?
Yes, but I'd like a guy who's a little bit more malleable.
I got you. Liam McNeely?
No.
Not malleable?
Well, I think with Neek, like...
It's a joke, Matt.
In a more relegated role.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's McNeely can't dribble either, so, like, he's not going to beat anybody off the bounce, so...
Yeah, and with, I mean, like, I think Neek is more positionally versatile than Rashear is.
I like it, man. Especially with the injuries they've had. If he needs to come in at any one of those three spots, yeah, man.
Neek and Clifford. he can defend his butt off too. Like, that's a culture where you're like, if you want to play, you have to defend.
And he can rebound. Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is Neek Clifford.
I love it. All right. Neek Clifford. The Minnesota Timberwolves are on the clock. And I think this is where Colin Murray Boyles would probably go.
I was going to just say, like, the funniest, you could do the funniest thing possible and draft Colin Murray Boyles, but you already beat me to it.
Yeah, I think this is where he goes. He's got the possession, the functional size they look for, long arms. I mean, the thing is, none of these backcourt guys are going to play at all. They'd have to be like projects, but unless they also realize, what's up, Greg? The one and only Greg Savander in the house. I was telling Matt Hanifin, this new time slot's probably for the best. Everybody showing up.
Right.
But yeah, no, I was saying, like, you're not going to put Boogie Fland in that backcourt because you already have the smallest guard you can imagine in the league right now in Rob Dillingham.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be Colin Murray Boyles. That's the pick. Send it in. Nas Reed'em, man. Maybe they can fix his jump shot because it's broke.
I mean, like, but at the same time, like, you have Gobert, you have Julius Randle. Like, it's just a weird...
But I think he goes there. I don't know why I think he goes there.
Weird. I mean, they like the defense. I mean, again, the thing that I like about Murray Boyles, if anything, is, like, I think he's a disruptive defender.
He can be. I don't think he is consistently, but he can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, I think that's something that they would like. But, like, at the same time, you're adding another big, small big,
right,
who can't shoot.
True. But Ant handles the ball so much that they don't really need another guy that's going to need the ball to be effective. Greg Sylvander says, who are we putting next to Tyler in this draft? It was Jeremiah Fears, the way the board fell, Greg. I'll recap it for you real quick. I'll put it on the screen. So Flag, Harper, Bailey. No. They still have the 11th pick, Greg. They still had the 11th pick.
Yeah, with the 11th pick, yeah.
Yeah, no. Fears didn't fall that far. No. but then, I know. We think it's going to be gone too, but for this exercise, since they still have it, we picked it. But that'll significantly change things if that pick is gone tomorrow. Yeah, I'm sad about it too. I'm definitely sad about it too. But with that being said, Matt Hanifin is on the clock. Pick 18 for the Miami Heat. Who you got?
I'm choosing between two players here, and you can probably already guess who it is.
I already know who I'd pick.
I think I know who I'm going with too. Rashear Fleming.
That's it. Lock it in. Take that.
Come on down.
6'9", huge wingspan, 40-some-odd% from three. High volume at that. Athletic.
Yeah.
Some defensive IQ concerns, but, you know, hopefully that Spo can iron that out.
Yeah. I see. Here's the thing, though. Like, this is the interesting part about having two picks for, what, the next 24 hours before they ultimately lose it?
Right. Before it's gone. That's correct.
So they swing with upside, like a young guard who's still trying to, you know, figure things out. He figured things out better as the season went along, but you're shooting for upside there. Like, I think Fears is a high upside play, high upside playmaking guard.
Yep.
Who can get downhill, want the finishing to be better, want the shooting to be better, but like there's stuff there. I think with this second pick, not only do they go wing, but yeah, they go with someone who, like, I think can more so impact day one, hypothetically.
I agree.
Not that Fears can't, but I think depending on how things shake out, like, yes, they do have a whole lot of wings, and so that would be, like, the counter-argument to what I just said.
Yeah.
But I think, again, this is me just projecting more than anything, they will consolidate. Maybe they do nothing. Maybe, because I've been saying for years that they would consolidate.
That they're going to consolidate, right.
Yeah, and like they just have.
No, I agree.
So I almost went with Carter Bryant, but I think that's more of like a project.
It's a much bigger project than Fleming, and he doesn't give you as high a ceiling of a three-point shooter that Rashear Fleming has already given you. Like, Fleming is a knockdown 40%+ three-point shooter already.
Yeah. And I think Carter Bryant does have, like, higher long-term upside, though.
Perhaps.
But it's just going to take a little bit longer to put it together.
For sure. So he's got the tools. Like,
yeah. So I think they want to walk out with at least one guy that can, like... And, like, we know how Eric Spoelstra works. Rashear Fleming could be playing center for this team. Like, that's really, like... Like, that's really... He could be a backup five in an Eric Spoelstra type team. Like, you know what I mean?
He definitely could end up at that power forward spot or small ball five spot at some point. You're absolutely right about that. Really, also, like, you could consider Danny Wolfe at this spot as well because of how he plays and how versatile he is. True. Spo would love that guy. Spo would absolutely love that guy. But we're going to send it in. Rashear Fleming, you are a Miami Heat. Washington Wizards are up at pick 19. I am on the clock. Super young core. They have Corey Crispert. So my Liam McNeely pick is pretty redundant in that regard, but he doesn't have a lot left on his contract, right? Oh, no, they just resigned him. No, they just resigned him. He's 5 years, 5.7, according to Fanspo. Is that true? Is that accurate?
Here, I'm looking this.
Yeah, look that one up. That's weird. But putting Wolf next to Sar, I kind of like it.
Oh, my gosh.
I kind of like it. I think I'm going to do it. Put Danny Wolf next to Sar, dude. You got Bilal Coulibaly, Bub Carrington, Jordan Poole, Danny Wolf, Alex Sar. Come on down. Who did they pick at the first pick? And Dylan Harper. Heck yeah, man. Do it. The Brooklyn Nets are on the clock at pick 20. Who you got, Matt Hanifin?
I think this is where I go with McNeely.
Oh, I like that. With Trey Johnson? Woo!
Yeah. I think I especially, like, I don't know what Cam Johnson's future looks like.
Right.
Necessarily. He's on a front-loaded contract. I thought they were going to trade him at the deadline. They didn't. Depending on who they sign, obviously free agency's after the draft, but depending on who they sign, you may not ask a whole lot from McNeely as a rookie.
Right.
But this is not that I was particularly thrilled with McNeely, especially as the season went on, albeit coming off an ankle injury. It was bad. But I'm okay with taking a dart throw at 20 here with him.
And the fact that he wouldn't have to handle the ball. He wouldn't be the focal point. He could really right. just stand back and chuck. And then also, he's really good at drawing fouls. Izanza says on YouTube that Kispert was signed before this last season. So, yes.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, 4 for 54. It starts next season. But the thing with that Yeah. Is like, didn't they sign Denny to a contract extension and then traded him like a year later?
Probably. And they don't, they're not paying anybody but Jordan Poole anyway. Yeah, so it's not like they're in a tough cap spot. So anything can happen. The Utah Jazz are back on the clock at the 21st pick. We selected in the first round Cooper Flagg, number one overall, to go with Colin Sexton. Laurie's probably gone. But you also have Keontae George, Isaiah Collier, Kyle Filipkowski, This is actually a great spot, for Carter Bryant. I could actually see him.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I could see Carter Bryant battling Sensabaugh, KJ Martin, any of those like wing guys for playing time right off the bat as a 3-and-D guy. I like it. I'm taking Carter Bryant, 22nd overall.
He's the also better at what better than Cody Williams already.
So. Cody's a project, man. You don't know how Cody's going to pan out. Three-point shooting, not great. Handles aren't great. Facilitating isn't great. A lot of problems with Cody Williams. The Atlanta Hawks with the 22nd pick. They have selected already Ben Sarif, 14 overall, as Trey Young insurance. Who you got?
It would be sacrilegious for me to draft an international guy just because I haven't watched most of the international guys.
Well, you can't take Hugo Gonzalez. Yeah, don't take Hugo Gonzalez.
I was thinking about Austin Gay.
Austin Gay would be a good project. So Noah's got a lot of talent, but he isn't very aggressive. Royal asked, did the Heat draft Walter Clayton Jr. yet? We all know where this is going.
No.
No. And Walter Clayton Jr. is a late first, early second round pick. Don't let the NCAA tournament fool you.
Can you scroll down a little bit?
Yeah, sure can, sir. In the draft list?
Yeah, draft list. I actually think I have a new answer.
Jani Broome.
Cam Jones.
Cam Jones, come on down. 6'6", shooting guard. Can facilitate as a secondary ball handler.
I think it's a little redundant that I drafted Sarif with Cam Jones, but
they do different things.
I like that more off the bench than what they have right now.
But they do completely different things. It's fine, Matt. They do completely different things. Yeah, I'm fine with that. Cam Jones, you are an Atlanta Hawk. The Indiana Pacers with the 23rd pick.
This is a tough spot for you.
Yeah, they got Halliburton. You know,
their biggest need is something that...
Furphy, Mathurin, Nembhard. Oh, man, this is tough. Miles Turner. Woo! Austin Gay would be a good guy to learn. He'd be a project. Will Riley would be a project. Hugo Gonzalez, definitely not. Caravan, Broom. Oh, this is tough. Obi Toppin's still there. If you draft Noah Asengu, you're basically giving up on Horace Walker. You really are. You're basically giving up on Horace Walker at that point. I'm fine to do that because I didn't believe in Horace Walker to begin with. So,
I don't know if he was that bad this year, though.
He's not been good. He's not been good. Or is Jaeger Denman too talented to pass up on? In that free-willing offense where he doesn't have to play physical or play defense anyway.
I was going to say, there is a fit there, but at the same time, they have 700 point guards.
700 people that handle the ball. 700 of them.
Yeah.
I'm taking a Sengu and betting on the upside that they can develop.
Okay.
They really need a backup big, and there's not one in that range. You're on the clock for the Orlando Magic 24th pick.
Oh, I hate this. Can you scroll down a little bit?
You've already taken Neek Clifford. I'll help you out. Pope isn't expiring next season.
Yeah.
We all know how I feel about Anthony Black. Gary Harris is expiring. Where's Cole Anthony? When's his contract up? Oh, he's still got 2 years left.
That's tradable, though.
Tradable.
Oh, I don't want to do this, but I'm taking Jaeger.
Jaeger Demeen. You are an Orlando Magic with your lack of athleticism and physicality and defense and general creativity.
I think it's like you already got the guy that you already got the shooter that you want.
Right.
You can try to consolidate Cole Anthony or some of these other guys. I know Anthony Simons has been like a popular name that has been linked to Orlando.
Right.
So like, I don't think you're, if I'm drafting you at 22, I'm probably not expecting you to start right away.
True.
But it's just a bet on the talent and the possible upside, even though this year was just bad. But there's no one else that I was like, I'm thrilled to take player X over.
Right.
Demeen at that spot with that team. So that's.
It makes sense. I get it. I mean,
I don't love it. I'm plugging my nose while I do it, but
he is talented, but there's just so many negatives in his column. The Oklahoma City Thunder at pick 25. They take a project in Noah Penda. I have not scouted Noah Penda at all. I just seen highlights. But it seems like something they would do. They would draft a guy with high upside that could play on the wing. Super tall, long arms, can move his feet. That's all I got for you guys. Don't ask me anything more. OKC reaches for Noah Penda. The Brooklyn Nets are on the clock.
Ooh. So we drafted Trey Johnson and McNeely already.
Yep.
Scroll down, please.
Yes, sir.
Wait.
We messed up big time. I forgot Pettifer declared.
Well, I mean, he.
That's a mistake on our part.
Listen, we still have a few picks to get him if you want.
Yeah, I mean, he would have went ahead of some of these guys we already talked about, like big already by a lot. But anyway, continue. I mean, if he's there, I'd take him on Brooklyn.
I was thinking about it, actually.
It would be cheating if we did that, but who cares? We'll...
I was thinking about it. There's no one else that I love.
He's the best player on the board. Best player on the board. LeBaron Filon's going to go higher than we think, too.
I almost thought about Boogie, too. Yeah, let's go Pettiford.
Yeah, Pettiford would easily be gone already, but let's just pretend he's still on the board, and he gets a Brooklyn Net. Next pick. The Brooklyn Nets are back on the clock. They go with another high upside project in Will Riley. I don't know, man. The draft fell for them really weird. Their draft sucks. There's not much left. I could see them taking a swing on Jahni Broome. Just
I also thought about that.
Jhené Brum, you're a Brooklyn Net.
Yeah.
The Boston Celtics, 28th pick.
Scroll all the way down. The last player on the board.
Who is the last player in their list? Sam Walters.
Never even heard of you. You are a Boston. No, I'm just kidding. If I'm being genuine. Oh, I know who I'm taking. Alex Karabat.
That's a perfect Boston soda. Him and Baylor Shireman together?
Yeah. No, I hate myself for saying that, but I think for them, I would do that.
No brainer. Phoenix Suns, who are imploding as we speak. Pick 29. This would probably be for me, Boogie Flan. They need point guard help. I think he's the best point guard left on the draft. In the draft, it's Boogie Flan. Boom.
Not a bad pick.
Clippers, 30th pick. Who you got?
Ooh. Are we just doing the first round?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. I wanted to make sure.
We'll save the full mock draft for closer draft time.
I keep asking you to scroll down like you haven't. Like there's different players on the board.
New guys will appear if I just keep scrolling
down. Yeah, right. Yeah. Jeez, what do I want to do here? I don't like how this board fell to me. Yeah. I've said that a lot.
Yeah. I think you need a Harden replacement. Because you think they pay him again?
Yes.
Oh, he's old, man.
I think we're talking about Steve Ballmer here.
He's 35, dude.
Yeah. I think he gets one more like two-year deal.
Two-year deal.
Yeah.
You could still pick a guy as insurance.
This feels like such a Clippers thing to do. Because they're going to extract the most out of this guy.
Yeah.
Adu Thoreau.
Ooh, I like
that. I don't like it, though, because of the shooting. But, I don't – what other shooters are there?
Walter Clayton Jr., Ian Jackson.
I guess, yeah, Clayton. No, Will Riley. I'm going through.
Adu Thoreau, you are the last pick in me and Matt Hanifin's mock draft.
I may regret that, but we're doing this on April 17th and not June 17th. So.
Yeah, there's a lot more film left to go. There's more prospects I need to watch, some international guys. But that's our draft. If you want to take a snapshot of it, Flagg, Harper, Bailey, Edgecombe, Malawach, Johnson, Yakachonis, Knipple, Queen, Richardson, Fears, Traore, Newell, Seraph, Sorber, Clifford, Boyles, Fleming, Wolf, McNeely, Bryant, Jones, Sengu, Demean, Penda, Pettiford, Broom, Caravan, Fland, Thoreau. How do you feel about this draft class after doing this exercise, Matt?
This is kind of where I've been at the last couple of months. It gets kind of weird once you get to the middle. I think there's a whole lot of I think come draft night, really after the top six or seven, maybe even less than that.
Right.
I think there's a wide range of outcomes for a lot of these guys. And this, again, we did this exercise, not including trades. So there could be teams that trade up and back depending on who they like and don't like. It's solid. It's not, I don't think it was what it was when we first did this at the beginning of the season, but this isn't a bad class. This is
right.
It's a solid class. There's a bunch of players who obviously we know at the top what it's like, but just even when you get to the middle, certainly there's players, it's a young class. So there's a lot of these guys. We only have 1 year of film. There's upside. Sure. But there are questions with some of these guys. So the upperclassmen, it's not great, but there are upperclassmen that I do like, as I like Neat Clifford, Cam Jones,
You know, we got Broom at the back end of the draft. Danny Wolf was another, like, they're solid upperclassmen in this draft.
For sure.
Or not solid, but like, maybe not solid to relative to most years, but like, I think there are still some like guys that can be picked in the middle of this draft that you don't necessarily expect to go that high, depending on whatever. But I don't think this is, it's bad. It's not great. It's not terrible. It's good. It's a good class.
I would say it's better than good. Because I think last year's class was good. And I think it was better than people gave it credit for.
Sure. If that's the scale that you... Sure, yeah.
Like, well, because I want to compare this class at some point in the offseason, before the draft, to the Victor Wembanyama class. Because that class turned out to be incredibly deep at the top. And I think this class has a ton of talent in it. Like... Sorber at pick 15, I think, is a steal. I think, you know, Jeremiah Fears could turn out to be a great player. And I think Todd Pettiford could be a great player. I think there's players like Rashear Fleming, Danny Wolf, up and down this class that are going to be very good contributors. I don't think I see very many busts, you know, in this draft. So I think it's going to be a class that's going to have players in it for a very long time. Royal says, I am elated if we get Fears. Once we lose that pick, I will not care. You
it's
will
also
have
one
Ben
of those
Seraph
things where it's like, it's also one of those things where it's like, depending on how many busts, I mean, this goes for every draft. Like, fit matters.
Fit and where matters, you go matters, yes.
Situation matters. So.
And with that being said, like, a lot of this, like you said, after pick 7 or 8 could go any direction. It's going to be like the right. Wild, wild west on draft night, because after pick 7 or 8, there's like no telling how this could go.
You can even That's make right. that case after like 5 or even
Potentially.
4.
Potentially, yeah. But we could also see a bunch of trades, because people are going to be high on some of these guys.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That plays a part too.
But that's all we got for today. I appreciate everybody on Playback and on YouTube for stopping by. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Comment when you stop by. We'd love to read your comment on air and hear from you. Big shout out to the OG Greg Sylvander, Royal Shepherd in the house. Appreciate everybody. Matt, tell the people where they can find you, follow, and get more of your work.
You could find me at MPH_824_ on Twitter. I almost forgot my app for a second. That's not great. You could find me at hothoops.com, vendettasportsmedia.com, mountainwestconnection.com, as well as playback.tv/5RSN and playback.tv/hoopsprofile, which we are at right now.
Right.
Literally right
now. Yeah, and you can find me, Digital Adele, anywhere social media is found. Twitter, Blue Sky, Instagram, YouTube under Hoops Profile. I'm also a contributor to 5RSN. We'll see you next time. Camera's right there.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tontandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.